The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm well today, Gil. This is a great topic to talk about, so I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Well, it's a topic we can't talk about again because more and more people are seeing actual home equity again. And when we see that, it can be tempting to tap it. So when should you borrow against your home and when should you not?
Okay, so very important question. And let me just start with a really sobering statistic. 30% of Los Angeles homeowners who lost their houses during the foreclosure crisis wouldn't have defaulted had they not cashed out their home equity. And that's according to a recent Federal Reserve study. So, you know, you really need to think through what you want to do with that hard-earned equity that you've built up. The researchers at the Fed said borrowing against your home equity causes problems for a few reasons, and a lot of them are common sense. Your payments go up, you know, if your total mortgage gets bigger. And if home prices fall, then you have less equity to lose. That might make you more tempted to walk away from your home. Of course, also, if you're hit by a financial whammy, something goes wrong in your life, your financial cushion is a lot thinner because you don't have, you know, the equity in your home to tap. I bring all this up to illustrate how important it is to use equity wisely. So you need to answer two questions to see if you're unnecessarily putting your home at risk. And question number one, is the item you plan to buy with your equity going to go up in value or appreciate or lose value, you know, depreciate after you buy it?
Okay. All right. If it's appreciating, obviously that's good.
Yes, smart use of equity can be a tool for building wealth. You're buying something with a future payoff. So some appreciating assets are things like rental real estate, improving your home. And by the way, we have some links to projects with great return on investment at houselogic.com/radio. If you're starting or buying a business, and if you're ready to gamble your house on its success, you've done all your homework, or for training or education that's going to make you more valuable in the workplace. And so perhaps, you know, long-term increase your income.
Absolutely. And naturally, you want to avoid tapping equity for a depreciating asset. What are some of the things you put into the depreciating asset category?
Okay, so these are things that are very tempting to us, which is why people get into a pickle with their equity. So if it's stuff you can wear, if it's something you can drive, if it's a place you want to go, like a fabulous vacation, if it's something you want to eat, those are not good things to spend your home equity on.
Got it. So what's that other question you need to answer?
So is the item something you'll be using 10 years from now? Whatever you're buying should last at least as long as your payments.
Well, you know, there's some items of clothing, and my wife could tell you that you could still be wearing 10 years from now. But besides the kind of stuff that, yeah, the way I look, you don't want to go buy that. There are things like leather boots. Some people are driving the same car 10 years from now.
Now, that's true, but I think you're better off with an auto loan than a home equity line, even though you'll probably pay a higher interest rate on a car loan, because the length of your car loan is likely going to match the lifespan of your car. Now, if an adverse life event causes financial problems and you can't make the car loan payment, the bank will repossess your car. If you pay for the car with a home equity line and fail to make the payment, you could lose your home.
Right, a much bigger deal.
Yeah,
a much bigger deal, right. What else should you keep in mind?
So consider not just how much equity you have, but your ability to pay it back. Look really hard at your spending habits, your emergency cash reserves, and your credit score. Now, on emergency cash reserves, you should have at least 6 months' worth in the bank, liquid, and dedicate no more than 28% of your gross income, which, you know, your income before taxes, toward repaying your home loans. Remember, unlike credit card debt, most equity loans are secured by your house, which you could lose if you don't pay up.
So people are wondering, especially since it's changed so much in the last year, how can you find out how much equity you have?
So there's an easy calculation for that. You want to subtract the amount you owe from the home's current market value. And a realtor can give you an opinion of value to help you pinpoint you know, what the market value of your home is at any given time. You might also want to check a website like Realtor.com for an estimate of your home's value so you know how much appreciation you've had in your home.
Yeah, although probably the best thing is to actually talk to a realtor to get an opinion of that, because they'll really be making sure they're matching like homes in your area and have very up-to-date prices.
Absolutely. Now, there's no substitute for that. That's the best way.
Yeah. If you do take out an equity loan, in many cases, you can deduct the interest on one or also on a home equity line of credit. Again, you can deduct the interest. So that's big.
Yes, that is big, and that's a great benefit of homeownership. And we have more information on that and some common equity loan types, too, at houselogic.com/radio.
Okay, we've got a little time left, so give me one last thought about the importance of home equity.
When you're old and can't take care of yourself, you can sell your home and use that equity to move to assisted living or some other arrangement. And that's, you know, that's the meaning of wealth building. That's what your home is there for.
Yeah, and it gives you some control over your life, which is, and some choice because you have that equity, and that becomes very, very important at that time in your life. Find out more tips at houselogic.com/radio. You can also follow House Logic on Facebook. Pamela Gertz-Kabadi. Pamela, always good talking to you.
Thanks. You too, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.